Well, this is a great week around USF Athletics and the entire campus, as it is the week of giving, and we are going to focus particularly this week, on this show anyway, on the Stampede for Women, and I know it's very, very near and dear to the heart to my guest, Abby Ritter. First of all, Abby, when this came out, I heard a lot of people congratulating you or saying, you know, good job. So I'm guessing you had a little bit to do with putting this together. You had help, but how important is this particularly to you?
Yeah. Thanks so much, Derek, for having me today. Super important. You know, I'm a former student athlete, USF grad, ran track and cross country at USF and graduated in 2015. And this is an initiative that is so important. You know, we have Title IX and things that help women's athletics, but we really have to close the gap between men's and women's sports and equal opportunity. So this really allows monetary support for our student athletes, our female student athletes, but also empowers them to be successful beyond sport.
That's tremendous. And after coming back from the NCAA tournament and undergoing all that, I think it got even a bigger national spotlight, although our experience was great.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and so as far as you're talking about the empowering part now, there's going to be capital things, you know, just basic equipment and facilities and that sort of thing, obviously. But as far as career development opportunities beyond school, scholarships, obviously, some just give the people an idea of where the money would go in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our big pillars is the career development piece. And we have something created already within athletics called Enhancing You, which really prepares our student athletes for life beyond college. And so we're really focusing in on ways that we can bring speakers in from the community and kind of shape these young women into, you know, being fantastic women in the workplace and beyond. So, you know, we're leaning on the community to really get involved and come to these fantastic matches or games that we have for our female student athletes. And, you know, not only from a monetary standpoint, but support them beyond and empower them as well. So we're doing things, as you mentioned, like scholarship support, Derek, and team building opportunities, as well as, you know, there's a potential for us to do some things with foreign tours and, of course, capital projects.
It'll be nice the day we can have those foreign tours again, looking down the road to that. This is a great pillar, as you mentioned, for it. Now, I assume just by kind of looking at the numbers, we don't have to give any numbers out, but that the support has been good so far. What is the reaction, not necessarily from a monetary standpoint, Ben, but just from this opportunity you're giving people? And it sounds like a lot of the USF fans are taking those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been incredible. You know, we launched on National Women and Girls in Sport Day in the beginning of February, and we've had support from all over the place. And it's really cool to see the Tampa Bay community, especially, you know, people that have never supported USF come out, see this cause, and, you know, it pulls at their heartstrings and they're supporting it. So we've had fantastic support from alumni and people in the community and beyond. So we're extremely thankful.
So this is Abby Ritter, and you can actually probably just call her personal number, but I'm not personal number, office number. But there are other ways to get involved, and it's pretty easy. Give people an idea who are listening to this and want to help out how to go about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually Giving Week at USF this week, and one of the ways that you can get online and support us is by going to giving.usf.edu, and that's where you can give to this cause and learn a little more about Stampede for Women, or feel free to visit our website, which is off of the mybullsclub.com website. There's a Stampede for Women page where there's a lot more information, and we'd love to have you involved, and I'd love to meet anyone that's interested in this cause.
It really is a fantastic website, giving.usf.edu. Not only does it explain things, you can actually see where your money would be going, and you can also see on the right-hand column that there's sort of different levels, but it doesn't really matter the amount, right? You could start as low as $10. Anything is appreciated.
Absolutely.
Well, people should go there, check it out. And Abby, meanwhile, let's just talk about real quickly how life has been for you guys these days. I mean, I know you're staying busy, getting out to as many events as you can. I saw you at a lot of the basketball games, but it's been different this year for somebody that likes to watch sports, as I know you do. But how's it going? It's as busy of a time as we've had, at least in a while.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's this past year has been insane, especially in college athletics. As a super social person and someone that's in development and fundraising and raising money for this awesome place, college athletics at USF it's been tough. And but we've been really fortunate and with our donors to be able to still meet with them, of course, if they're comfortable. And then we've had to really turn to virtual calls and things of that nature. So the business has certainly changed. But as an athletic department, we did go through some hard times with letting 30 people go, which was terrible. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we've really, at least in our department, for sure, the Bulls Club, we've really come together and worked as a team to figure out, hey, how are we going to close those gaps and make sure that we're still providing the best experience for our donors and raising money for the student athletes because they deserve it most.
Outstanding. Assistant Athletic Director of Development with the Bulls Club there, Abby Ritter. Thanks so much for getting up early. I know you're already in the office, so as Layla would say, get to work. But I know you're working all the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Derek. Have a great one.